This is episode 354 of the Membership Geeks podcast, and it's time once again to go behind the membership as I chat to Amanda Schonberg about her Baking for Business membership community.
You're listening to the Membership Geeks podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business each and every week. And now here are your hosts, Mike Morrison and Callie Willows.
Well, hello there. Welcome once again to the Membership Geeks podcast. I'm Mike Morrison.
And I'm Callie Willows.
And today we have one of our favourite things we do here on the show, an in-depth conversation with Amanda Schonberg from the Baking for Business membership community, where she's going to be sharing the ins and outs of her journey along the way of building a successful membership business.
Yes, I absolutely loved my talk with Amanda about her journey. And I love as well that Amanda's really kind of a big pro in her space. If you're in America, you've probably seen her on the news, you've seen her in press releases and things like that. And so the membership actually started as kind of a sideline to her really successful baking business.
Yeah, so this promises to be a fascinating interview. And as always, with the behind the membership conversations, it's not just all about the shine and the polish and the big hypey success stories. You know, we're diving deep. We're going into the real experiences, the real journeys, the ups, downs, highs and lows of being a membership owner. And I, for one, can't wait to hear what Amanda says. The great thing with these interview episodes, with the behind the membership ones, I listen to them after the fact. Like I'm about to listen to this interview. I get to be one of you guys. It's fantastic. It's great. And I don't have to do the work.
I feel the pressure now.
Yeah. You and Amanda both. You've got to deliver. And I'm sure that you will. Before we dive in, though, make sure that you hit subscribe in your podcast app, whether you're brand new or whether you tune in every week, but you've not yet subscribed. Make sure you hit that button to ensure that you get your weekly dose of proven practical tips and advice on growing a successful membership, as well as in-depth interviews with industry experts and membership owners just like you. And speaking of membership owners just like you, it's time to dive in to Callie's conversation with Amanda Schonberg from Baking for Business.
Today, I'm going behind the membership with Chef Amanda Schonberg from Baking for Business and the Entrepreneur Community. I am really looking forward to chatting with you today, Amanda.
Thanks so much for having me. I can't wait.
I'm really looking forward to hearing a bit more about your membership journey. So can you start us off with just telling us a little bit about what the membership actually is?
Sure. So the Entrepreneur Community is a monthly membership that is for bakers, cakers, and food entrepreneurs. And what it does is it focuses on the business side. A lot of times as creatives, we're always in the kitchen making our dough, but we don't necessarily focus on the business acumen that could help us make our dough. And that's what the Entrepreneur Community is all about, is to give you the tools, education, and resources to operate a thriving baking or food entrepreneur business.
I love that. And so what are you providing members with every month as part of that?
So it's pillared off of what I like to call the four C's. So one is community. We do have a private group that members love where they're able to dive in, ask questions each and every single day. I have a policy. My head doesn't hit the pillow until all questions are answered. And then the next one is classes. So every month we have master classes, which go over a particular topic. But one of the other cool things is that we invite in some amazing, like six-figure, seven-figure industry experts to come in and to give classes also. So like in the past, we've had representatives from Yelp come in and teach classes, Pinterest experts, just different people that can help us thrive in those areas. Then the next thing is captions. So I find a lot of food entrepreneurs, they make something and then they struggle with, how do I share this on social media? So we actually provide them with monthly social media captions so that they can actually talk, have conversations, they can better market their products. And then lastly is coaching. And every single month we have a coaching call where we go over our sales, our wins, our victories. And then on the spot, sometimes 2-3 hour session, we just answer all questions and it's fun. So community, classes, coaching, and captions.
I love that. And I love how you've got that four C's there. That's a great way of wording it. And so how long ago did you actually launch the membership?
So this membership, I launched a year, actually January 16th, 2021. So it's been a year and a month.
Awesome. And is the membership open all the time or do you run launches throughout the year?
So the first year I had it, it was actually closed. And this year going forward, with all the great stuff I learned from you guys, it's just going to stay open.
And so you mentioned there that when I asked about how long ago did you launch the membership, you said this membership. So have you had a membership previously as well?
Yeah, so I've been teaching within the membership framework for about 5 years. When I first initially started my membership, though, I started with a business partner and we had a membership for about 4 years. So it was typically still the same thing, but the partnership ended. However, I knew that this was how I wanted to teach. I'm one of those people like, I've taken classes before, and you know, after you take a class, you may still have tons of questions. You know, you have a question 3 months after, 6 months after, 2 years after. And I've always liked the membership framework. So when it ended, I am a coach and class person. I believe in paying for things with money instead of time. So the minute it ended, I was like, okay, I want a better membership, a different membership. Like, how am I going to make this thing just take off? I Googled, found you guys, and then, in fact, it did. I restarted all over again, and it's, to me, way better than what I had before.
Awesome. And so it sounds like you actually closed down the previous membership and just started again. Is it still the same audience?
Yeah, yeah. It's still the same audience, but I found that now with this membership, it's actually global. And that was something that I never had in the past. We only had local people. We only had students that were in, like, the U.S. Now with all the stuff I've learned, I have students in 9 different countries, and I'm so grateful for that. I remember even opening day, like there was like a little setting that I didn't do for the currency. And I was like, wait, I've never had this problem before. It's a cool problem to have. But yeah, so it's definitely different. It's the same audience, but just on a wider scale.
And did you find it difficult making that transition in terms of your audience? If you closed down the previous membership and opened a new one, was there any issues there with people being a little bit like, well, what's going on here? Why are you doing that?
Yeah, because the other person actually got to keep the membership. So okay. they still operate it. However, I'm really blessed. Some of my students have been with me personally for a long time. You know, people, it's almost kind of like a divorce, you know. So I guess at that time, people chose if they went with mom or if they went with dad. But either way, I always tell all my students, you know, whatever your choice, I do believe that as creatives, we can't run a business successfully if we don't have that business background pushing us. So I was okay with whatever they chose. But I kept a lot of my favorites, so I'm happy with that.
Not that we have favorites in a membership, obviously.
right, yeah. Right.
So I'd love to know then, is this a full-time business for you now, or are you still baking and doing other things as well?
So it is full-time now. I actually just this year reduced my baking schedule because I still have my own business, but I just kept it to, I only bake for corporate clients because I really just want to focus more on my students. So, yeah.
Awesome. So going back to the very beginning then, so 5 years ago with the first membership, what actually inspired you to move into a membership model?
Oh, wow. It's a really great story. I had never really thought about it. I used to teach on Periscope. So the app Periscope.
Wow.
Yeah. So I would just be on the app just watching. And because I was a chef, sometimes I would see other bakers doing demos and I would give them tips. And then eventually I started going live. I remember my first live, there was only one person, another baker. Her name is Sabrina. Shout out to her. Encouraged me and was like, you know, you're always giving tips. You should go live. Well, when I went live, there was another young lady named Sid, and we would always go live at the same time. So fast forward, since we knew we had the same audience, we were like, okay, well, people like to watch you, they like to watch me, but we hate to make them feel like they got to choose one. And naturally, it just came together and was like, well, why don't we do something together? Because people seem to both like us. And honestly, we had never met in person, had struck up an entire association just through the internet. And that was where it got started. And we started a business, which was amazing. And I look at that as a learning lesson. Everything in life teaches us something. But that was an amazing 4 years that I got to show up and serve people in my community, you know. And when you see people say, you know, my life changed because of you, my sales changed because of you, I was able to leave my job because of you, you know, that's a really good feeling. So that's how it all got started, just meeting an internet buddy on the web, and it took off from there.
I love that. And so what would you say has actually been you kind of touched on it a little bit there, I think, but what's been your favorite thing or your highlight about having the membership? What makes it all worthwhile?
For me, it's the students. I've always been a person where I believe in putting people over profits. So, you know, even though we do, you know, like every membership, we do charge, I definitely believe in giving all the value. And every single day when you get those testimonials, when my students have wins, but also when they have aha moments, because sometimes, you know, as creators or as business owners, we tend to have these certain stigmas, myths, you know, we want to focus on certain things. And then it's like, you know, let me teach you something else. If you just be open to try it this way, like I know with a lot of my students, it's lead generation. You know, a lot of bakers, creatives, they think, I'm going to make something, post it on Instagram, and then this is it, you know, only Instagram. And I'm like, no, let's get out, you know, let's go to the local community. Let's get listed on some directory sites, you know, let's expand how you get leads. And then they're afraid, you know, but once they do it and they realize, wow, sales are coming in, money is coming in, you know, it's just those moments. I had a student, her name was Tara. When she first started with me, her first year, she made like $300. Her second year, she almost like quadrupled that. And now fast forward, she earned six figures. She no longer bakes from home and she's opened up a baking business. That to me is everything. When I see pictures of her daughter in her baking shop with her, watching her fulfill her dreams, those are the type of things that I love. I have another student named Demi. She is really, really hard-headed, and I'm waiting for the day when she'll walk away from her job. But when she first started, it was like, oh, this is just a side hustle. You know, I'm just baking on the side. Then last year, she sends me a screenshot, and it's like, so my baking business has made almost more than my job. And she has an amazing position on a prominent job. So I'm going to give her about another year and she'll be leaving the job. But stories like that, that's what lights me up and what gives me the drive to just keep going.
I love that. And I think it's so important as well, this kind of membership, because you can be really skilled and talented at things like baking or crafting and things. But if you don't have that business knowledge, if you don't know how to actually turn it into something that you can create a living from, then all of those skills don't count for a lot in the long run, which is a shame.
Yeah, it totally is. I believe there's another membershipper, her name is Avalon, and she and she actually has a business like mine, to where she teaches all the skill and the amazing fancy. The girl can carve and make a cake out of anything. So I always tell people all the time, I'm like, look, if you want to know how to carve a cake, go check out Avalon. But once you're ready to learn how to sell a cake, come over here, because you're going to need both. So yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And so what would you say is actually been the biggest challenge for you during the last year as you've restarted the membership or set up the new membership, rather?
You know, I think one of the things, the biggest challenge for me, honestly, was just stepping out in faith, because sometimes it's like, oh gosh, I got to start all over. Like, is this worth it? You know, you feel like, okay, have the past 4 or 5 years been a loss, you know? So it's just scary. That was the biggest challenge, but just having faith. So I was like, you know, if this is what you want to do, if this is what you're passionate about and you've been doing, then go for it. Once I did that, it was actually amazing. Like, I had sat back. I knew that I wanted to do things differently. And I'm always a firm believer, like I said, in learning. So I sat back probably for about 2 months and just geeked out in all the classes that are available in the membership. Once I did, I had a totally different mindset. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this now. I'm going to do this, 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 this. And the great thing about trying new things is that I didn't have to run it by anybody. You know, if it failed or if it succeeded, it was on me. It succeeded tremendously. What I had grew with that person in 4 years, I got back. God, I don't even want to cry, but I got back in 2 days.
Oh, wow.
The amount of members that we had the day I launched and the next day, I had those same amount of members back in 2 days. And then fast forward now, the membership has even doubled. So I'm grateful that I had that faith. Definitely that I found you guys, because it allowed me to learn and to do things in a different way. I knew how to go in it, finding wins for my students, you know, making sure that they have those quick wins, you know, making sure that I can give them the stepping stones that they need to succeed. And it was totally worth it. I would do it all again.
I love that. And I love that, you know, not only the result you got with how quickly you were able to kind of surpass the previous membership's results, but the fact, I think it's difficult if you're so used to doing something one way to, as you say, then kind of think about, okay, well, how can I do it different this time around? Because I think you get so used to a particular way of working or doing things that it's actually quite brave to then challenge that for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the older ways was, you know, we would just typically market through, I guess, content marketing. And I'm a firm believer in serving before selling. So I love webinars, you know, learning, getting the tips on how to do a webinar, how to do a challenge, how to actually give to people, you know, before you ask for a sale. And that's some of the things that I even teach my students. You know, I'm like, hey, go out into communities, partner with other people, you know, let people taste, you know, and try your stuff. So this time around, everything I did, the webinars, the challenges, everything I continue to do, it works. And it's just based on serving my audience first. And then after that, the members come naturally.
So you touched on it a bit there, but what is working well for you when it comes to marketing the membership and getting those members in the door?
Content marketing, which Mike does a really great job at teaching, but just showing up, providing a tip, being authentic with my audience, helping and answering questions. That I find is one of the biggest things that attracts people, because once you help them a little, they're going to want to see, okay, well, what else can I learn? What else is behind, you know, the door? So content marketing is huge.
So I'd love to know, obviously, in the academy, you've mentioned recently about starting a podcast or a YouTube channel. So what kind of content marketing are you doing at the minute? Is that blogging? Is it webinars?
So generally, I go live every Wednesday on social media if I'm not, you know, behind or planning a launch or something like that. But I definitely will start a podcast this year. And that's one thing that I'm focused on. But normally it was just going live on Instagram or either releasing a YouTube video, some type of tip or something like that, that I send out to an email list or that I send out to my following.
Awesome. And so when you've been launching as well, have you been launching with a particular strategy, like a challenge or things like that?
Yeah, I like to serve like what I call double. So I typically have a webinar where I teach something and I share something with someone. Then generally I'll have a challenge in our free group, Baking for Business. And then after the challenge, then I open the membership and say, hey, you know, if you've been learning, if you found value in this, then here's how to take it a step further. So yes, yeah, always webinar, challenge, and then, you know, open up the membership.
Awesome. And you mentioned you've got a free Facebook group there. Is that something that, again, that you started back last year when you redid the membership, or is that something that's been going for longer?
Nope, I started it when I did the membership. So that allows me to share my repurpose, some of the tips that I put on social media into that free group. And then also to just share things from others in our industry, little tips and stuff that people may actually find that are very helpful. So yeah, in the free group, I share tips and I repurpose the tips that I put out. And then in the paid group, that's where all the learning and the education happens.
Awesome. And so if that's how you're kind of attracting members, how are you getting them to stick around? What are you doing to keep them happy month after month?
We have fun. I think people stay because they see that people actually win, in all honesty. You know, like I have, like I say, a a no question unanswered policy. And I think people really enjoy that. I put people on a success path. So when they enter, there's so many classes so that they're not confused. It's like, look, everybody has a starting point. So they go through their success path so that they learn kind of from the ground up. And then after that, just community. We have giveaways every month. We recognize some of our members in the coaching calls every single month. So just by heavily serving and providing community, and, you know, I'm blessed. Retention is amazing.
So you mentioned giveaways there. What kind of giveaways are you doing for your members?
Yeah, so I do like Starbucks gift cards, Michael's gift cards, eBay gift cards. So yeah, sometimes I give away coaching calls, like extra bonus coaching calls. So yeah, everybody loves a great gift. You know, when we get a gift card from Starbucks, we all do a little happy dance.
Are you kind of just doing that randomly in the membership, or are people kind of submitting things to be entered into a giveaway? How are you running those?
So we actually do that. It's the second week of every month. And we actually have what's called photo share, just to make it a little fun because we are creatives. You know, I know everybody wants to show off their fancy cakes. And then we just pick randomly winners, not by skill level, but just by participation. So it's something easy because I never want someone to, you know, think we're looking at skills. We have so many different, we have people that made chocolates and toffees to people that make 5-tier cakes that hang from the sky. So, you know, it's not a skill level thing. It's more of just a participation thing to have fun. But as a requirement, they also have to like the photos above them, like the photos below them. I'm always, always, always pushing community over competition. You know, we reach one by teaching one. So we always help each other. And that's the only requirement, is just to be active and participate and help and support another entrepreneur.
That does sound really fun. And it sounds like you've got quite an engaged community there as well.
Yeah, they are awesome. They're on it. They ask questions. They help each other. We also have a text club, which is just for the members. So every now and then I'll send them little bits of wisdom or little tips and stuff like that. So I'm super grateful because we have members that talk and they ask questions. And then if they're flies on the wall, normally when they have a win, you know, they'll come out and say, normally I'm quiet, but this group is just so fun. And that's the type of stuff that I love to see. I had a young lady actually, matter of fact, a couple of days ago, that was literally her testimony. You know, she's like, I've been here for a while and I just sit and observe. But she followed one of the tips I gave for lead generation. She listed her business on another platform besides Instagram. And then the next day she woke up and she had an order for 100 cookies. And she was like, I just have to say thank you. Like, this group is amazing. And those are the stories that I love to hear.
Oh, that's awesome. And so, with all of this, it sounds like you're quite busy. Do you have a team helping you, or is it just yourself?
Yeah, so I do have a group moderator who's actually another teacher in the industry. Her name is Irenia. She's super amazing. So she helps to flag stuff in the group. And then I also have an assistant who's also our community manager. So she does the same thing. If I'm ever out baking or working, you know, she'll make sure she'll categorize all the questions for me. She'll send it over. Hey, chef, answer this, do this, do this. So I have a small but mighty team that I'm super, super grateful for, as well as other people that I outsource to help with the back and stuff like websites and stuff like that.
And I'd love to know, you mentioned you're kind of creating classes and captions every month for people as kind of the content side of the membership. How long is that taking you to actually create?
So the classes probably like about maybe 2 hours, you know, because there's something that I know people need. I'm a pen and paper person. So once I look and I see, okay, what are people doing? What do they need? I just start jotting down. Then I just have to create a presentation for it and present it. As far as the captions, we actually do outsource those. So there is another young lady who does those. She submits them to me. I read them over, you know, make sure they kind of flow, add my little 2 cents in, and then that's done. So yeah, that's one of the great things. Cause like I tell my students, copywriters cost money. So, you know, the captions in itself is some of the reasons why people join, just merely off of that fact. So it's nothing that I have to solely produce on my own. You know, it's done for me. I check it, make sure it flows with what I want my students to say and how I want them to show up. And then we're good to go.
Awesome. And so I'd love to know then, Probably quite a difficult question to know off the top of your head, but roughly how long do you think the membership is taking you every week? How much are you expending on this essentially?
No. Generally anywhere between maybe 3 to 5 hours.
Is that all?
3 to 5 hours, yeah. I use Thinkific, so all the classes are loaded up onto Thinkific. I'm actually blessed to be a partner with Thinkific. They're really amazing. So yeah, I'm always in the membership site, just loading stuff, checking stuff, answering the questions that are left in the portal. And that's it. It really doesn't, and I don't know if it's because I've been doing it for so long, but it really doesn't take too much of my time. So yeah.
Awesome. And I think that's great for people to hear, because a lot of the time with memberships, you do hear people where they're putting in 40-hour weeks and things like that. And there's certainly times where that might be needed, but it's great to also know that there are people that are doing it in a few hours a week as well.
Yeah. Once you have a system in place, like it's like I know every single week what we're going to be doing, then I just have to, it's kind of like on autopilot. You know, I just make the schedule, I upload the content, and then I send out the reminders. Then for the rest of the time, I'm just on alert in the groups. You know, I in the morning, afternoon, evening, probably 20-minute sessions, just to, well, 10-minute sessions, honestly, just to check and make sure that all the questions are answered.
So overall, then, I would love to know, what impact would you say having the membership has actually had on your life and business?
Oh, wow. It's had a huge impact. It's allowed me to, I feel like I've grown, even as a woman, I've developed more patience, you know, because when you're teaching people on tons of different levels. So it's definitely challenged me. I'm more of a audio person or audible, and some people are more visual. So, you know, when my students are like, hey, can you explain this in this way? It challenges me to think outside of the box. But also, it's just had an impact on my life. It's allowed me to, I literally get to wake up and do what it is that I love doing every day, which is just helping other people. And that in itself is just a huge joy and opportunity.
So as we start to wrap up then, I would love to know, what one tip would you give to our listeners who might be starting about thinking a membership, or they've got a membership already, but they're looking to improve it? What's one tip you would give to people?
Well, definitely join the membership, Peeps, because you need some accountability. You need some direction, but to also to just go for it, to not have any fear, and make sure you put systems into place. You know, systems and automations, they help us a ton. You don't have to do it all alone. So yeah, just to go for it. Believe in yourself and serve your audience. When you serve your audience first, then naturally they're going to want to get more information from you. And it's just like the gift that keeps giving.
Yeah, I love that. And I think, yeah, show up and serve is just one of the best ways to do anything, I think, let alone a membership.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That it's amazing. I'm grateful that I get to wake up and do what I love to do every day and to help others. And if there are any other bakers out there, we'd definitely love to help you. But that's it. If there's anybody out there thinking of a membership, I definitely say go for it.
So you mentioned it there. If there is anybody out listening who is a baker, wants to set up a baker business, I was trying to think of the right word there. Where's the best place for them to find out more about you?
Sure. They could visit us online at www.bakingforbusiness.com.
Awesome. And so really, I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today, Amanda. It's been great to hear more about your story. And I love that you've taken that initial 4-year experience with the partnership and you've gone on to create something even better. And whilst you're only a year in, I'm really looking forward to seeing what the next year, the next 5 years has in store for you.
Yes, awesome sauce. Thank you so much for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you once again to Amanda for sharing her membership journey with us.
Yeah, and what an interesting journey it's been. Like the whole thing of restarting from scratch with her membership, that's a daunting prospect.
Yeah, I think even just, you know, if you've run a membership for 5 years with a partner, to then go solo on its own is already a big leap. But yeah. I love the fact that Amanda didn't just kind of restart again with the same thing. She actually took time to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, and of course you have that experience and the benefit of having had 5 years of experience, but just wiping the slate clean and taking nothing for granted and doing things your own way, I mean, that was a big, big leap of faith to take. And it's obviously paid off. It's amazing how Amanda was able to achieve more in just a couple of days with her new membership than she had in 5 years. I mean, 5 years is a long blooming time.
It really is.
5 years. She outperformed those 5 years where she ran the membership with a partner in just a few days of her launch. So that big, scary leap of faith, I would say, massively paid off.
Definitely. And it's still early days for Amanda, so I'm really looking forward to seeing how the membership continues to grow over the next few years as well.
Yeah, no doubt bigger and better things on the horizon for Amanda and the whole Baking for Business community. All right, that is it for us for this week. Thank you, as always, for listening to the show. We'll be back again next week with another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.